Good day, and thank you for tuning in to the Bernard Bergen podcast. As always, a big shout out to all of you who like, review, and share the podcast. It's definitely helping us to grow. It's helping us to gain listeners that provide feedback. And that feedback is important to me because, as I always share, I'm the expert in my life, an expert that has to consistently learn. And you're the expert in your life. So there's things that you share that help me become a better me, just like there's things that I get to share that empowers you to be a better you. Now let's get started. This Bible verse has been something I've been thinking on and thinking about, and it comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 through 18, and it says this: "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." And when I hear that, what it immediately tells me is focus on things like love, things that are unseen. Love is unseen. You've never seen love with your eyes. You've seen acts of love. You've seen gifts that show someone loves you. But what love is an energy. You can't physically see it, touch it, taste it, smell it. But you know it's there when it's there, when it's evident. And I think too many times we focus on what's temporary stuff and not on what's eternal, like love. The quote that I've been pondering, and I'm going to challenge you to do the same. This one comes from Robert Frost, and it says, "In three words, I can sum up everything I've learned about life. It goes on." And that's so beautiful for me because we are facing so many things, and it's easy to be defeated, depressed, and truly distracted versus remembering that it, life, goes on. On today's episode, we're going to cover something that I think is going to help shift the mindset. There's so many people focused on COVID-19 or the coronavirus, and I think what it gives us an opportunity to train at is, what do we do when the unexpected happens? Guys, the unexpected is going to happen. Entire cities are being shut down. There is an epic loss of life on the planet. These are not things to ignore, but here's an opportunity to train on what we can do when the unexpected happens. So ask yourself, what's in your playbook? What do you go to when the unexpected happens? Now, while I don't want to be before you long purposely, because I want you thinking, planning, and taking action, what would be unexpected in your life? So I'll share a story from my life. So on March 5th, my wife and I were smiling like a bunch of school kids, just excited, looking into each other's eyes, gazing, because it's our anniversary. We're excited, man. 17 years of laughter, leadership, love, and lessons. Some of those lessons harder than others. And just truly repositioning for what's to come. And we get a phone call super early in the morning, and it's the unexpected. And it's not a great phone call. There has been a loss in the family. And that's challenging. It shifts the mood. It shifts the energy. But what it does, it also reminds us that while there's someone in our life who is no longer on the planet, we're still here. So we still get to lead and we still get to love. What do you do when drastic, unrelenting change shows up? Maybe someone you love leaves the planet unexpectedly. Maybe someone you love ends up in a situation that you can't be right by their side. There's some distance. How do you handle that? How do you handle a job loss, a job change, a new city, an upcoming move? How do you handle that? Do you push away from the table? or do you stare it down? And what I want to talk about is some steps I think you can consistently take when unrelenting, drastic change shows up. So one of those steps, and I did that on purpose, I want you to always pause. I love to pray, think, and meditate. I think those align me. TPM. No, that was wrong. Pray is first for me. So PTM. Pray, think, and meditate. I think sometimes we react and overreact. We just dive right in versus stepping back. And I think prayer allows me to admit it's bigger than me. Thinking allows me to align with what's in front of me. And meditating allows me to stay calm in the storm. So that's my step one. Pray, think, meditate. PTM, not TPM. Then after that specific step of prayer, thinking, and meditating, there are some go-dos that came out of that process. But before I race into something, I get connected. There are people I can pick up the phone and call, people I can text for insight, for an encouraging word, just to share. Sometimes venting is super important to your process. And for me, that's my step two. After I pray, think, and meditate, I go straight to connecting with my circle of influence, people who can push me to be a better human, a more consistent human, to stay fast to my word and grow versus push away from the table and avoid the challenge that's in front of me. Number three, and this is more of a formula for me, you know, in my book of faith, it says, weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. So I wake up every morning joyously. And as I prepare for bed every night, no matter what I've been through, I put a smile on my face because I'm still here. And I know for many of you, you're like, Bernard, you need to make that more practical. And I remember when I was going through therapy, really seeking how to put who I had become because of deploying and going to war behind me. And what I learned was that I didn't laugh enough. And that was a specific question the therapist asked. How many times a day do you laugh? So now there's times I just put a comedy special on so I can laugh. I have my go-to comedians, Bernie Mac being one of them, so I can laugh. And I make sure I keep things that are not just positive, but that are funny around me. Because when I laugh, I shift the energy in my body. I shift the way I'm thinking, and it allows me to heal and grow beyond a tough moment and a tough situation. So that's my number three. And I could dial it down to laughter, but I like the formula of waking up joyous and going to bed with a smile. Because I think if you bookend your day with joy, have laughter in the middle, and smile before going to bed, you would find that your day was the best day you ever had. Now, guys, the unexpected will happen. And our thoughts and prayers are with everyone impacted financially, emotionally, spiritually. And for those who have loss in their family because of this massive epidemic and this virus, our thoughts and our prayers are with you. What we want you to remember, though, is because you're still here, you're listening to this, you're sharing your story with others, you're connecting with family members, providing for them, taking care of them, loving them, and leading them. That means you still have more that not only your family needs, we talk about the ripple effect, but it's going to ripple out to all those that need you, your communities, your country. You're still here. So maximize your moment and know that this too shall pass. I know it's cliche, but at times we need to go to what we know we can stand on. Life, it goes on. Life goes on. Guys, if you need me, reach out, send me an email, a text. As always, I love you. Thanks as always for tuning in. What we want to do is just continue to grow face our fears, face what's in front of us, and know that no matter what shows up, things are subject to change, and we're the right person to face that change and make the best of it. You have a great day and a phenomenal rest of your week.